It seems that the president has set his sights on California. Crosshairs, maybe more accurately. A federal judge in California Thursday granting a Trump campaign request to block a new law that requires presidential and gubernatorial candidates to release 5 years of tax returns to run in the state's primary elections. That means Gavin Newsom loses and Donald Trump wins, a judge blocking that law with the president. And now, when it comes to CAFE standards, fuel standards, and other emissions requirements put forth by California but not by other states, well, that's getting dumped, too. Derek Kan is the Executive Associate Director at the White House Office of Management and Budget. Derek, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. How's it going?
Going great here. Well, it's the weekend. You know, we're heading into it, so it's not so bad. Give me an idea. These California emissions requirements and California gas mileage requirements have always been difficult for the auto industry because they had to make one configuration of their vehicle for California and other configurations for everybody else. But now we're moving away from that, if I'm understanding correctly. Please explain.
Yeah, that's right. So California took a set of standards, fuel economy standards, set them way beyond other standards in the country. And the previous administration said those are the standards we should live by. And so what you effectively had was California setting fuel economy standards for the entire country. Now, we know fuel economy standards drive up the price of cars. We know if the price of cars go up, people can't buy new cars. Cars are less safe. Cars are older. And it actually costs tons of jobs, especially in places like Michigan, where 900,000 of the residents in Michigan work for the auto industry.
So when you look at this now, there's been pushback by California. They say they're going to sue, but that's what California always does. By what authority are these rules being rescinded?
Sure. So there's a bill that passed in 2005 around energy protection. And so the whole reason we have fuel economy standards is because we want to protect our energy sector and try to consume less gasoline. That law said the federal government shall set standards for the entire country. Well, the previous administration gave a waiver to California, gave them the authority to set it for the entire country. We are pulling that waiver back. That's what we did yesterday. That's what the president tweeted on Wednesday. He said California shouldn't dictate what cars residents in Michigan and Indiana and Ohio want to drive. California does not get to set the standards for the rest of the country. So this past Thursday, we said that process where California sets the standard shall no longer exist in the United States.
So there's no more than that needed. But California, of course, will, you know, go running off to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals or some federal judge somewhere and try to prevent that from happening, won't they?
They absolutely will. And we believe we are on very firm legal foot. If you look at the law, it's clear the federal government should set standards. And common sense says, why should one state tell another state what to do? And why should one state have a different set of rules when it comes to standards? What if every state in the country had a different definition for what a foot is or what a pound was or what a ton was? Suddenly, you'd have 50 different standards. So we are exerting federal control of this to say there should be one standard, and it shouldn't be onerous. We need to set a standard where people like you and me can figure out and exercise our freedom to choose what kind of cars we want to drive.
So as you look at this rollback, if you will, of the California emissions and mileage standards, which California emissions have been in place since, what, the 1970s, when they actually used to have smog issues in Los Angeles and elsewhere, don't have those issues much anymore that I'm aware of, right? They've cleaned up that environment.
Correct.
And those on the other side say, well, that's what cleaned it up, and so you guys are going the wrong direction. I'm playing devil's advocate here. You guys are going the wrong direction. You're going to destroy air quality. That's what they'll say.
They absolutely will, and that'd be misrepresenting history. They didn't really start setting these aggressive standards until 2013. That's when California went far beyond the federal level and set a standard for the rest of the country. So what we're simply doing is saying, look, 6 years ago, California overreached, and it was a complete adulteration of how California should operate. California should not set the standards, and it was first set in 2013. And so we're saying we're going back to pre-2013 when we had a federal set of rules that govern fuel economy.
So is this all part of the bigger picture of reducing restrictions and regulations that are hindering the economy across the country? This is all part of the Donald Trump vision of the world with less regulation, isn't it?
Absolutely. The question we always have when we walk in is, should the government tell you what to do? President Trump believes that that is not the case. We shouldn't tell you that you should drink from a paper straw, not a plastic straw. You should bring a paper bag, not a plastic bag, to the supermarket. That you should have one light bulb versus another light bulb. That you should drive an electric vehicle, not a Ford F-150 or an SUV. That's the world we believe that the country should have, that there should be economic freedom, and that rules that have been put in place, especially in the last decade, really overreach and define how individuals should live, and that's not what this country was based upon. And so President Trump, when he came in, launched the most aggressive deregulatory effort in American history, and this is a promise that the president's keeping, and he's executing on the vision.
So as you look at the economy overall, the Fed dropping interest rates a bit more again, do you think that we're going to see – you watch the major news outlets and the Democrats. It seems like they're all searching and trying to find a way to cheerlead on a recession. They'd rather have Americans in misery than lose an election, it seems. But as you look at the economy overall, last question, Derek, do you think things are going well for us?
It absolutely is. If you look at how the economy is made up, consumer spending continues to be high, and probably the most important factor is jobs. Jobs are continuing to grow. We have the lowest unemployment rate in almost 50 years, especially among lower incomes, and wages. For the first time in a generation, you're seeing real wage growth among lower income individuals. That's never happened before. We believe it's because of a combination of the tax cuts and because of deregulation of creating economic freedom. And so we feel still very strongly about the economy, and we're excited to see what the next year has to hold.
Derek Cann, greatly appreciate you being here. Optimistic end to the week. I appreciate that on a Friday. Derek, we'll talk to you sometime soon.
Take care. Thank you.
Derek Cann, the Executive Associate Director at the White House Office of Budget and Management and Budget, as it were. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.